Today on Hands-On Photography, I'm going to take a look at Instagram as they continue to push the photography community out. Yeah, that's pretty much what they're doing. They have some news going around about some of their new features they're testing and coming up. And we're going to take a look at that because I think it's quite interesting on both sides of the spectrum. Y'all stay tuned.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands-On Photography is brought to you by Melissa. Poor data quality can cost organizations an average of $15 million each year. Make sure your customer contact data is up to date. Get started today with 1,000 records cleaned for free at melissa.com/twit. Hey, what's happening, everybody? I am Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands-On Photography here on Twit TV. I hope y'all are doing well. I am unbelievable, as always. On this podcast, I like to share different tips and tricks that are going to help make you a better photographer as well as a better post-processor. And if that's the kind of content that you're looking for, hey, go ahead and subscribe right now in whatever podcast application you're enjoying us on. Yes, we are available on all of the podcast platforms. Go check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google and our YouTube channel, all of those different platforms. So check us out there. So hit the subscribe option. If it allows you to leave a rating or a comment, do so in whatever that app may be. Or you can just head on over to the website, twit.tv/hop. That's twit.tv/HOP for Hands-On Photography. And you'll find all of the subscription options right there on the page, as well as all of our previous episodes and previous show notes. I find that stuff to be quite helpful, actually, going back and referencing previous episodes. So go and check out those, the back catalog, if you will. I'm going to find some interesting stuff in there. But anyway, with that out of the way, I want to go ahead and get into this week's episode. And I want to talk about a topic that it's a bit of a news topic, or maybe I should say news-ish topic, because the story has been out for a couple of weeks now at the time of recording this episode. I want to talk about Instagram. Okay, so way back in like episode 87, I think it was 87. So it was roughly a year or so ago at the time of recording this episode. I talked about Instagram making a statement publicly. Their CEO, I can never pronounce his last name, Masori, mentioned that, you know what, Instagram is really going to do a big push in focusing on video content for the people using their service. And what did that mean? Well, that means they're going to start pushing reels. They're going to start pushing stories and live and stuff like that, more so than pushing the actual photographic content that's being put out there. Of course, this really did piss off the photography community. I totally get it, because for the most part, photographs are being pushed down and not necessarily getting the visibility that they used to get, even when the photography community is totally responsible for building the presence of Instagram up to what it is now and building that popularity, you know. So, yeah, a lot of people weren't too happy to hear that news. And since then, Instagram has definitely continued to march forward with their promise. Right after that, I mentioned another competitor to Instagram. It's called Glass, and Glass is a subscription-based platform that says, you know what, we're taking algorithms out of it. Algorithms are not going to be in this thing. You pay a subscription fee. That's how we're going to be able to support this app, and we can still be a strong photography community. And from what I know, it's doing fairly well. I'm not an iPhone user. I'm not an iOS user because it's only available on that platform, at least at the time of this recording. And when I look at it on the iPad, it's beautiful. I mean, the app is absolutely beautiful. The images are beautiful. And you can see that there's a very nice community being built there. But since I am not an Apple person like that, I decided to decline the subscription and just continue to use my trusty Pixel phone here. But anyway, and then later on, I also suggested Pigeon, which is another Instagram competitor. And I can't really recommend that now because it was pretty bad when I recommended it. And I tried to give it some time. It still didn't do much better, but there are options out there. This episode of Hands-On Photography is brought to you by Melissa. Did you know that poor data quality costs organizations an average of $15 million a year? Yeah, and if you're a small to medium-sized business, you need to take into account every last penny you have. The longer poor quality data stays in your system, the more losses you can accumulate. To ensure your business is successful, your customer information needs to be accurate. Melissa is the lead and provider of global data quality and address management solutions. There's another side to inaccurate data, customer service. If you address someone with the wrong name or verify the wrong address when dealing with an already frustrated customer, things can go from bad to worse. Yikes. Check out Melissa's cloud-based data cleansing enrichment tool. It's so easy to use. All right, so you have five steps. Step one, you upload your file in an Excel file or CSV into the first tab, or just copy and paste it from your spreadsheet into the second tab. Step two, select a data quality service and click next. Step three, map the input fields. Step four, select output fields and the data to append. And then finally, step five, you process your list. Boom, you're done. Melissa's data matching will help eliminate clutter and duplicates, reducing postage and mailing costs as well. You'll also get batch address cleansing, so you can process an entire address list for accuracy and completeness. Name verification, you get the ability to parse and standardize first and last names for personalization. You also get profiling. This allows you to analyze your data to improve its quality over time. And you also get email verification. So you'll be able to remove up to 95% of bad email addresses from your database. Because let's face it, we know everybody types in their email address correctly on these forms. That's sarcasm. Melissa's flexible deployment options offer different platforms to suit any preference, business size, or budget. Melissa also has their new lookups apps on iOS and Google to search addresses, names, and more right at your fingertips. Melissa continually undergoes independent security audits to reinforce its commitment to data security, privacy, and compliance requirements. Yes, they are SOC 2, HIPAA, and GDPR compliant. Good on you, Melissa. Melissa's data quality suite and clean suite speaks for itself, but it was, once again, named a leader by G2. Melissa is experienced, independent, and has 37 years of data quality expertise, which explains why more than 10,000 businesses know them as the address experts. And if you sign up for a service level agreement, you get 24/7 world-renowned support from their global support center. So, folks, make sure your customer contact data is up to date. Get started today with 1,000 records clean for free at melissa.com/twit. That's melissa.com/twit. And we thank Melissa for their support of my awesome show, Hands On Photography. Back to Instagram. Instagram, just a couple of weeks ago, says, you know what? Now we want to start testing a live producer app. And that's in quotes. If you head on over to the Instagram blog, they mentioned that they have this new feature that's called Instagram Live Producer. And quote, this will allow you to go live on Instagram using streaming software such as OBS, Streamlabs, etc. And through a stream key. This integration opens up production features outside of the traditional phone camera, including additional cameras, external microphones, and graphics. This feature is only available on Instagram.com. Now, this is pretty interesting stuff here because, all right, the pandemic, you know, when this thing started off back in 2020, it totally flipped the way content creators were doing things. You know, photographers, their gigs were pretty much cut down or damn near eliminated because, you know, you had to quarantine and things like that. And they had to, you know, pivot into other things. So a lot of photographers I know, they started getting more into video or more into teaching and things of that nature. And so when they got into doing video and teaching, that meant creating things for YouTube. That meant doing live streams. That meant, you know, popping up on OBS and doing live streams like that. And it seemed to be a great fit. But again, and I include myself in this, there were times where I was wanting to take that same approach with the content that I was creating and put it towards Instagram. You know, every now and then I would live stream and thinking, man, this would really be useful for the folks that not only follow me on YouTube, but the folks that follow me on Instagram. But I can't really get it over to Instagram because it just doesn't work that way. Cause I'm sitting here on my computer in Photoshop or Lightroom or whatever, going through frequency separation and just sort of, you know, just trying to share some nuggets that I thought would be useful, but I couldn't really get it out of my computer to Instagram. And I did end up finding a service called Yellow Duck that allowed me to stream it from my computer to Instagram, and it was hit or miss. Sometimes it worked really well. Sometimes it didn't work at all. Well, now Instagram is basically doing the same thing that Yellow Duck was doing and allowing you to do this type of live production. This means that I can open up my current screen recorder and broadcast software and do my screen switching like I would normally do and put graphics up. And I think this is a really, really good idea for people like me. Do I think this is a good idea for photographers? I don't know. Some photographers don't care to do the type of stuff that I'm doing at this time, as being a podcast host, as being an overall content creator that's not only just shooting photographs, but also shooting video for myself or for clients or what have you. But I think it's a good idea. What do you think? Hit me up on the social medias. Go follow me over on Instagram, @_Pruitt. Or go follow me over on Twitter and hit me up there. I'm @_Pruitt on Twitter as well. I thought this was good. I think this is going to be totally fine. If you, again, check out the blog post here, they list all of the different specifications. It's going to be in a 9:16 aspect ratio, just like it would on someone doing Instagram live on their phone. Now, they mentioned this is not required, but it is recommended, and it'll be at 720p 30 frames per second. Again, if you're doing this, people are going to see it on their phones more than likely. So having it in super 4K high resolution to stream is not necessarily required. So I dig what they're doing here. I dig the information that's shared. I tried this previously and the service wasn't available to me just yet. I will try it again after recording the show and see if it's available. But if you have access, go to Instagram.com on your web browser, on your computer, and see if you have this particular feature rolled out to you. I don't just yet, but I'm looking forward to it being there because there are things that I like to share, and I think my Instagram followers would get a kick out of it. Okay. All right. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Again, let me know your thoughts. Shoot me an email, hop@twit.tv, regarding this news. Shoot me an email regarding any feedback that you have for the show, any image critique requests or show suggestions. Just let me know. hop@twit.tv. I answer them all as soon as I can. And if I don't have an answer, I will let you know. I don't have an answer for your question. I'm sorry, but here's a resource. But yeah, shoot me an email and also give me a follow over on the social medias. I am @_Pruitt on Twitter. I am also @_Pruitt on Instagram. Want to give a shout out to my man, Mr. Victor, the most awesomest editor out there on the planet. Thank you for making me look and sound good each and every week, my man. I really do appreciate you. And again, folks, hey, keep sharing out the show. Keep telling everybody about hands-on photography and helping to grow this community. Really do appreciate that. Now, with that said, you all safely create and dominate, and I will catch you next time.
Listeners of this program get an ad-free version if they're members of Club Twit. $7 a month gives you ad-free versions of all of our shows, plus membership in the Club Twit Discord, a great clubhouse for Twit listeners. And finally, the Twit Plus feed, with shows like Stacy's Book Club, The Untitled Linux Show, The Giz Fizz, and more. Go to twit.tv/clubtwit, and thanks for your support.